Someday you should hear the real story, not the one you got.
Yay, okay. We do have a quorum. It is 5:34 p.m. and we'll call to order. We do have a quorum, so we'll move on to approval of minutes.
The agendas didn't go around.
Oh. Do you have agendas and minutes?
I don't think any of us do.
I do. The important people.
I have three.
So, yeah. Jane gets it. Minutes.
Not this one.
You want to just, okay. I had multiple copies of this.
Yeah, well, I said that minutes just going around.
Oh. Okay.
Forgot to tell you.
So we have to do a play-by-play on the thing.
Thank you.
Well, to get the conversation started, I'll move to approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any comments on the minutes? Hearing no comments, all in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right, the minutes are approved as written. Business items. First is our review of the Transportation Master Plan and approval for public comment. We have a couple of handouts. This one, which says memorandum from Fair and Peers, is the comments that were discussed last week.
The 18th.
Yeah. And so these, they're already working on incorporating.
They have been incorporated.
But we don't have a new copy.
You don't know. Right. That would be like magic if I could turn it around that fast. But they are all.
He's working on magic. He just, you know.
So those are the ones that have already been done. The big handout is the ones that people have submitted, commissioners have submitted since the last meeting online. And what Dan has done is highlight in green the ones that they really need us to discuss. So I thought we would start by going through those, and then if people have other ones that they'd like to bring up and discuss, we'll do that as time allows. Okay? So the first is comment number 37, related to page 50 in the draft. It proposes adding safe routes to school policy.
And this is by Christina, right?
Yes.
Christina, question. Is Safe Routes to School like a formal... is that like a formal registered trademark?
Yes.
It is, right?
And I understand that there is a lot of potential funding associated with it, right. So it's very helpful to have it in the policies. Okay. So I do not propose... Sorry, am I allowed to talk about my...
Please.
Proposal?
No.
I just had a clarification real quick, if we could. You said page 50, but it would it go under section 1 or section 2? Because both of those are on page 50.
Sorry, I believe it would fit under community and
two.
Environment in 2.
That's what you have it under.
Yeah.
Thank you. So tell us about it.
So my thought was to follow in... to be consistent with other policies that included trademarks or, you know, proper nouns, is to not name the policy Safe Routes to School, but name it something about children's safety or something, and then name Safe Routes to School in the policy. Because that's what we had done with other ones that we had say green roads or equivalent. And I know we did that in a number of different places.
So would this be a separate policy, or would it go with 2.3, improved safety?
I think it goes in 2.3.
It could go in 2.3. That's a good point.
I think it could. We could incorporate language into that.
I like that.
Yep.
Okay. Any other comments?
Do you need actual language, Dan, or do you hear what we're saying?
I hear what you're saying. If you direct us to develop that language, we certainly can do that.
My one question with that is we sort of did an about face on this when I think this policy originally had target zero as part of it, and we watered it down to take out target zero.
Yeah.
So I don't know if now in mentioning Safe Routes to School, we're doing the sort of same thing.
But I think Christina was saying we don't necessarily need to say Safe Routes to School, but talk about safety improvements along routes that children use to school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Right?
Well, I was suggesting that the word Safe Route to School go in the policy, right, just not in the title.
Oh, I see.
Like, yeah, we've done with Green Routes.
Right. Yeah. And that we did with Downtown on the Go.
Yeah.
But
I'm fine here.
It doesn't
way.
Bother me either way either. So then.
Yeah. But, and it keeps it consistent, like what you're saying. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do.
It is an organization. It says it's some
funding.
Funding right. By the, yeah, Department of Transportation.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a funding pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want these to be shared? Do you want these motions or just consensus?
I think this one is non-controversial, so we can do it by consensus.
Great.
So we'll direct them to add Safe Routes to School wording to Section 2.3.
Perfect.
Okay, the next is comment number 52 from John on page 52, system completeness.
Is that under the Streets Layered Network?
No, I don't think page 52 is right.
Is it fair?
Oh, 53 is all about system completeness. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Ah, okay.
You're right. I just thought it needed explicit reference to, as Co-Chair Moore had noted earlier, to addressing the deficiencies. The plan sets
the
goals.
Current deficiencies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should be explicit.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I say 52. Level of Service Standards 3.4. That says the system completeness level of service standard will be accompanied by performance measures that track progress toward meeting
right.
policy goals. But it says nothing about addressing current deficiencies.
Right.
So there needs, we've talked about this before and talked about there needing to be something in there so that we have to address the current deficiencies and fix those too.
There certainly are projects on the project list that are addressing existing deficiencies. If you'd like the language in the system completeness section of the document, we can add that.
Well, it's part of system.
I'd really like to see it in 3.4.
But it could be as simple as to address current deficiencies.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be a lot.
Yeah.
No, just...
Yeah. It just needs to mention addressing current deficiencies.
We're not starting from perfect.
No, so just to address current system deficiency, the completeness
That's
level of service standard will be accompanied by blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
That thing about maybe needs a little wordsmithing, but something like that.
Okay, so is that, are we...
Josh?
Just a question for clarification. We're talking about gaps in the infrastructure, not condition of good repair, correct? Because we do address the condition of the infrastructure in later policies. We have a fix the first policy under section.
No, this is utter gaps.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'll bring this up after we get through this.
Okay.
It's a.
Is there anybody that
philosophy discussion
disagrees with this? So we can do this by consensus as well?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have something else?
No, I'm going to bring it up afterwards. It's about level of service and the references in the document. So.
Okay, so the next screen comment is Christina again on Appendix C, the progress. Project.
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about this last time, and I can't remember, did we have staff do anything with this? I know that we had consternation about the project list before, so I don't remember what we had asked about.
We
had a lot of questions about what does S mean and L and all these things, and so are you proposing that we just take it all the way out, the whole list?
Yes, because I think that the people will jump to that
right.
and analyze that, and we haven't spent very much time on that at all, if
right.
any. Right. And I feel like it would be really important and it would be really great to get feedback from the public on our goals, visions, policies. And that's where we spent all our time. That's what I'm proud of as part of this document, not the project list, but that's what people will jump to, and then we'll get beaten up for that instead of having them focus here, tell us what could be tweaked, and then roll out a project
list
later.
And their expectation is that we're going to do all those projects.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's what we're saying. That's what they think we're saying by having a list. And that may or may not be how it plays out. And I think that we need to get them engaged in the concept of this plan and what it's about, not, as Christina said, to focus on a list, because that's what will happen. It does every time there's a plan out.
Hey, Dan?
I think I have a clarification. My question was that the project list does not be including the draft that is going out for review over the next 5 weeks or so, but ultimately it is in the plan. If it's not, I don't know where it is. I see where you're going with that, and that seems reasonable, because right, you're right. There's a how many 410 projects or something like that. And there's quite a few on there, and people will gravitate towards that. So we do want them to pay attention to the body of the work that the commission has done.
And that way we'll avoid, I think, people saying, look, my street is number 400 on the list, and I'm not going to be in favor of anything like that. It needs to be up at number one.
Yeah, well, and we haven't prioritized that list yet. So.
Yeah, I know, but they're not going to see that.
So
I think if we just leave it out of this draft, I mean, it'll go in there eventually, but just not in the first draft, so people can see what we've worked on.
I'm good with it, too, because I didn't like any of the
Josh, you look like
stuff.
That's
he's
not good.
He's got it.
Yeah, I do have some consternation about that, because if the public cannot comment on it at this time, when? I do think that a lot of people will skip to it, as everyone around the table knows. A lot of people will gravitate right towards that. Just like in a lot of documents, people will read the executive summary or the conclusions and skip all of the stuff that really got you to that point. And that said, I think it's also a very important part of the document, and I do think that a lot of people will care about it and will provide us a lot of good feedback about how we could make the project list better. So I think it's quite an important part of the document.
Jackie and then Justin.
Yeah.
So we can't leave it out of the draft if we're going to put it in the final.
Why couldn't we submit the transportation master plan without the list? Then the city submit us a different list under whatever thing you want to submit it under, saying, hey, here's the projects that we would do to comply with the transportation master plan.
Where does this list sit now?
I don't know.
Justin had a comment, and then John.
So I am in complete agreement with Christina and folks that say we just need to rip this out, because I have huge concerns about the transit portion of this, and what it says here and what is on a map and what has Sound Transit done since we've had this conversation. This list here comes from that, what I'll just say, map that I didn't like in the first place, right? That I really put my foot down and didn't want us to forward on anywhere, yet here are those things, and Sound Transit has done their long-range plan, all those things, and so all the concerns, I hear city staff, I don't think it's going to be a big problem. Guess what? It's a document that's amendable. And we can come back and amend the document at a future time when we do, like Christine said, have time to really look at each of these and make sure that they meet our goals and policies after a public vote or a comment period, and what the Planning Commission decides and what the City Council ends up deciding. Just because we pass these policies on from our point of view, you know, the Planning and City Council may have, you know, some tweaks going forward as well. So,
okay, John.
Just a thought. The master plan definitely needs to allude to the need for an orderly and transparent planning process to put things on the list and get priorities that are bought into by various stakeholders. I mean, that should be explicit. We don't have that process yet.
Right.
I mean, the city does things, and there are various ways, you know, for the public to provide input, but I think it should be part of the plan. I mean, a statement about that.
Josh?
I think that's very reasonable. And if this is the approach we'd like to take, we'll change our messaging a little bit. What we're still trying to do is have the body of the document be completed in order to start informing the comprehensive plan update. And so we're going forward with that update and delivering that to them with maybe another review process to follow on the tail of this. If you're willing to keep working on this project list for incorporation into the final version of the TLP or the final draft, and then maybe having another review period after that.
I have a question.
Okay, Justin.
For Jennifer. Jennifer, are all the projects in Appendix C include what's in the six-year TIP?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
What's that?
It's the same.
Now, Josh, will that meet that those other bodies, the expectations, if there's no list? Do you think that's... I mean, you know, we don't have to do it to please them, but if there's expectations, we need to prepare to address that.
I'm going to put Dan on the spot in a second here because I haven't run it by the team, but I am anticipating if we march through that process quickly enough that particularly since the Transportation Master Plan lead consultant is also part of the consulting team for the comprehensive plan, that they might be able to do an easier job of making that transition.
Okay.
Yes. So what I'm hearing then is that the draft goes out to public and stakeholder review without project list. In fact, it would be the only part of the appendices that would be completed. Well, there's appendix A and B there. No. Well, so, and then I think if this group could come back to then discuss the project list and prioritization, and then it goes back out as another draft, but that seems reasonable. That if you're not comfortable with the project list at this point being vetted, that the focus then for the review is really on the six main chapters of the document. And then that process does inform the project list and how it's prioritized as well. And that's a little more work that this group needs to do. And that list is quite long, so it's, I say, a little bit more work. It's a lot of work.
But we talked at the last meeting, and this says it's done, that we would eliminate Appendix A.
Yes, it's gone.
Okay, so, Judy, you had a comment a while ago?
No, it's okay, got to answer.
Okay.
So Appendix B becomes A.
Yeah. So, we can leave the progress out list off for this draft and work on that more? Is that agreeable to everyone?
I just have a comment. My comment is, I don't want to rush through this project list. And I don't want there to be an expectation from city staff, from my point of view, that we're going to come at a meeting and talk about it for 2 hours, and then staff and consultants are having an expectation that we're going to just approve it. So there's a lot in here, and there's a lot that I disagree with, that I don't think that it ended up in the actual plan itself. And I'm going to need a lot of rationale behind some of these projects, and I want these projects to point to what policy it meets and how it's going to work towards our performance measures and whatnot. So that's just a general my expectation moving forward this project list as we go forward, and I want it to be taken thoughtfully and really in detail as well. So just noted up there.
Okay, so our consensus is that we will not include the project list.
Great.
For this draft.
For this draft.
Jane?
Jennifer?
So for some of the public outreach, I'm jumping forward a little bit. We were proposing to bring some of the modal maps. Is that, I'm assuming that those stay in the document.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So folks can comment on what are the priority ones.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, is that it for this item?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next one is number 65 on pages 64 and 69, pedestrian and bicycle information, including safety. Christina, do you want to talk about this?
So I would like to see just a little call out in each of these that says that safety is important to our community. I think that we clearly state that in other places and in policies, but I think that because these sort of introduce the modal priorities, that it would be really nice to see that called out with a little green header that says safety is a priority. We talked about target zero or zero deaths, lowercase. But I would really like to see that highlighted here as part of our future vision that vulnerable users are safe.
I would agree, especially since that safety considerations inform a lot of the thinking about pedestrian and bicycle. Mm-hmm.
So just to, I mean, Christina, to kind of maybe push it a little further and talk about, are you just talking about just in the pedestrian section, or are you thinking safety under, there should be a call out of safety under each mode as we...
Well, this one I called it out in pedestrian and bicycle, and then two comments later I called it out in transit because safety of pedestrians getting this bus stops is really important. So I guess I am saying in pedestrian, bicycle, and transit to call it out because those are particularly the vulnerable users of the network.
So each one of those would perhaps have a green title that says safety and then have a paragraph that talks about design to improve mm-hmm. safety for that mode.
A part of me just wonders if we need to, if we can just say that at the very front of the future vision section to cover it all, rather than, I feel like if we're going to say it for pedestrians and buses and bikes, then maybe why not? Why do we not care about safety with auto or freight, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm wondering if even on page 61, it's almost a call out at the kind of the intro of the future vision that we vision that all our networks work in tandem that promotes the highest degree of safety, right? Or, you know, something to that degree that kind of covers everything else forward. I'm not opposed to calling it out under each one, but mm-hmm. it's a food for thought about making it more overarching of our future vision is safe, well, reliable.
And at the risk of adding bulk to something that may not need it, I think it's appropriate in both places. Again, because pedestrian bicycle is so hard. Traffic engineers know how to design safe roads. It is not clear yet that we totally know how to design safe pedestrian facilities. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
So I don't know what the direction
so you're saying, John, it could be at the beginning and then it could be repeated in
each mode.
Each mode?
No, I don't think it needs to be elaborate.
No.
Safety first. So the tagline.
Work for the water.
Safety now. I'm not opposed to that.
So.
And green is the right color.
Safety green?
What direction would we like to give?
I'm fine with the safety at the beginning and then under each mode. Maybe in words, maybe a more comprehensive kind of moment at the very beginning and then maybe a simpler tagline under each mode to kind of mm-hmm. wrap, continue to thread the theme through the entire, for mm-hmm. each mode.
I think so.
Does that make sense, Dan?
So one statement that talks about safety, what you want it to discuss for each mode as well.
So I guess what I was just proposing is a statement at the beginning. Maybe it's just reiterating the policy about safety or kind of encompassing all of that at the first page of the future vision. And then more of a tag at the each introduction of each mode about we care about safety.
Okay. I like safety first.
Okay.
And safety second.
Is that acceptable to everyone?
Yes. Great.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So the next one is on page 64. And this was my comment, and the first column on page 64, the last line, says that if a modal conflict arises on a specific street, the needs of the pedestrian might be met before other modes. And I just think that
it's not safety first.
Mealy-mouthed, weak wording, and that it conflicts with the idea of the green hierarchy and safety first, that they might be met if it's convenient, but if it's not, well, we won't worry about the safety of the needs of the pedestrian.
Mm-hmm. So you wanted to say should?
Will.
Should, will,
must,
shall.
Shall.
Thou shall not.
Shall go.
That's legalese.
In a Gandalf voice, please. We'll have John say it.
I like will.
Will.
Yeah. Will?
Will.
Okay. Is that okay with everybody? Any other comments?
Sounds good.
Jamie.
Okay. The next one, we already talked about that, because that's the project list mm-hmm. again. Okay. And the last one, 115, is the project list, too. So those two we don't. So that leaves 113 and 114. And those were just suggestions I had for the glossary. I thought we should have a glossary of acronyms.
Done. Yes.
Okay. Then it's in green on here. And the other one had terms I thought should be defined in the glossary.
They got shade happy, maybe?
Yes, I'm sorry.
We didn't know that. Controversial about that.
We need your direction on that.
You're just asking too much, Jamie.
Well, they probably just got tired of looking at my comments. And okay, so that's all the green ones. So are there other ones on here that anyone wants to have addressed or other things that people didn't get turned in?
Go ahead.
Sorry. I actually very dilatorily put some in this afternoon, knowing that they wouldn't be here. But they're mostly edits. Wording suggestions, not material.
Okay. Justin?
So I have a couple of questions. So the last time we met, we talked about the modal maps, specifically the transit one, and how we kind of just lumped all modes of transit into one map, and it didn't really define the Sounder train versus the Link Light Rail versus the future Central Link. And acknowledging the streetcar network that we had worked really hard on. And so I just wanted to wonder how the new draft did that get addressed? Do we have separate different maps for some different things? Okay. So I'll just trust and wait, and then we'll get to go. Okay. So my other question, thank you for that, I appreciate it. My other kind of comment is this level of service, and I didn't notice it until this morning, when I was just kind of rolling through it, 42, and it's in the auto one, and we reference level of service E, level of service D, level of service and whatnot, and then even in the key, we talk about it, and my first thought is, I thought we weren't doing level of service, and I thought we were doing system completeness, which had nothing to do with level of service, so I guess it's more of a philosophy discussion of why are we using level of service with auto when we kind of got rid of that measure, did we not?
You did. I think the idea was to really just look at the freight network in terms of trying to make sure that we maintain adequate capacity to move for goods movement and freight mobility. So there was there wasn't the complete elimination of level of service because we needed some way to measure, at least on the heavy haul network, whether or not we were preserving that in an appropriate way. There was never direction to take it completely out, so we didn't do that.
Okay.
Can I follow up on this?
She's
the chair.
Are you
done? I think Josh had a... Well, I'm just going to ask right off the bat, then who came up with the level of service for all
who's the person that came up with the level of service?
Well, and yeah, another question would be why, if it's applying to freight and heavy haul corridors, is it under auto and not under freight? So, Josh.
I would suggest that we maybe, for clarity, move it under performance measures and then apply whatever we think is the appropriate performance measure there.
So we're going to go through all of the streets again and do the level of service? Because who's going to come up with the level of service? But based on what we put in the corridors, the number of transportation, is that how the level of service gets defined?
I think how is it defined?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's been completely defined yet. The concept remains
there. It has all this map.
And it really, for your corridors that have an auto priority, there has to be some way to measure, and it could be travel time. Yeah, that's pretty consistent with system convergence. It could be level of service. It could be a number of different measurements.
I understand all of those things, but my question is, this map has been created and the level of service has been identified. Who is the person that identified the level of service?
And what is it based on?
And what is it? And I was just saying,
right.
What is it based on? I understand there is an equation.
Well, and there's a word in here that says Tacoma's current level of service policy.
Right.
That's before us.
So you're suggesting that maybe this...
I'm asking, is this all based upon previous work?
I think it's a performance measure for auto and freight. It's one of the performance measures. Again, we could use something else.
Is that like it's a performance measure means that you looked at an equation based on the map that you have and a computer spit it out, or... Somebody.
Level of services, Josh, correct me if I'm wrong, is determined by the speed of the car, and at a certain, if the speed limit's 25 miles an hour and the car is going 10 miles, right, then that is significant level of service down, and it's graded, right? In a very high layman's term.
It is typically a delayed-based.
Delayed-based, yeah. So.
And could this, is this all based upon what's current? Right now?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think that reflects our existing ones, which is an aggregate total for the port and an aggregate total for other arterials. And so
that's how I read this.
Yeah, so the wording that says that our current level of service policy is based on this, I think that's what it's trying to recommend. But I think it's confusing because it could be construed that this is also what's recommended for the future auto network having it here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's.
So here is my comment. I have planners at work, and I have transit advocates down my neck about level of service measure being eliminated from this plan for transit perspective, because that is how we are able to get transit-oriented elements initiated, whether it's we need a queue jump, a dart, a bat lane, or we need smart lights like that are along Pacific. And when there's a level of service for transit that hits D, it triggers an opportunity. And so my concern is we've left this level of service after we've had several debates about system completeness and me really trying to wrap my head around it and say, no more level of service, no more LOSD, hold on, no more this and that. It's about system completeness, and it's about development, rate of development, which nobody's ever really come back and helped me define that yet, mind you. And yet, we're keeping it for freight and auto, but I have my planners that are a little kind of concerned about this, that it's being ripped out for transit. And, I don't know about the bike world, whether or not LOS is a thing for them, but it might be. So that's my concern, as I see that in there, and I missed it the first few times, and this morning I was at a Regional Access Mobility Partnership meeting, and I looked right at it, and I thought, this is interesting to me, because I thought we had long debates about system completeness, projects, and improvements will be based off of the rate of development, and this directly conflicts with that conversation, and that concerns me. And we're going to probably hear some comments about this from agencies and people about LOS, and we're going to have to really wrap our head around that when comments come back.
What section is that in?
I believe it's the planning context.
Okay, planning context is really
right.
Existing mm-hmm. conditions.
Right.
Level of service doesn't appear.
Does it not filter through?
No.
Let me flip.
Performance measures.
And then maybe that's better, and maybe we need to be more clear about, because it, the last line in that, it says,
this TMP evaluates whether or not,
This TMP will re-evaluate Tacoma's auto LOS policy given the variety of objectives.
Yeah. And I think it does.
Livability, fiscal, blah, blah, blah. So why don't we just say the TMP is tossing out LOS then? That's what it does, does it not?
It relies on some system completeness approach, correct?
Yeah, so couldn't we say that?
We could note that.
Instead of saying the TMP will reevaluate, we have reevaluated it.
Right.
You know, and say yes. That this TMP
will determine
completeness and performance measures.
Right.
So change that wording so it says what we are going to use.
We should do that. Would the group be supportive of, once we clean up the language in the auto section, recognizing that the concurrency is going to use system completeness as a measure of concurrency, but we still have a much more detailed list of performance measures. And within those performance measures, we've begun talking about corridor delay, and we could provide additional clarity within our performance measures to say on transit corridors we are trying to achieve a target level of service for transit of X. On auto corridors we're trying to achieve
right.
a level of service of X.
And that's more appropriate in the transportation yeah. element of the comprehensive plan anyway, so that level of detail to level of service. So we do have to somehow evaluate the performance of auto and freight on those facilities that we've designated that as auto and freight priority. So it doesn't have to be level of service, and it's not. We have moved away from that, which why I was confused. But so it can be travel time, it can be different things. So we will, if it's not already there, I'd be surprised if there's not a performance measure that doesn't deal with that. We'll certainly come up with one that's not level of service.
I wonder, though, if we are going to still talk about the current level of service policy and we talk about must exhibit LOSE and LOSD, can we put a little box that explains what each LOS is?
Yeah.
Because most people don't know off the top of their head what that means.
Like a key.
Well, you could just say Tacoma's current level of service, LOS, right?
Yeah, but then what makes it LOS?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, is LOS A good and is LOS F bad?
Yeah.
We do, Josh.
Ringo read that, yeah.
I agree that does need to be explained. If we use it as a performance measure, we should put some explanatory notes there. Having it in here may be confusing. Do we need to talk about our existing LOS policies, or can we just say that our current policy is based on automobile delay alone?
That would be fine. And yeah. I mean, but if you're going to throw around terms like LOSE, you need to explain what they are so somebody that's reading it knows. But if you want to just replace it and say what it's based on, I think that would be fine.
That would make it, that's simpler.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, it's in there as for the planning context because this is a pretty big policy shift in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that language isn't strong enough.
Yeah.
I think
we just need to say we shifted it.
We shifted it away from vehicle LOS, and now it's more multimodal considerations.
Right.
Yeah.
And we do, in performance measures, we do have a congestion as one of the topic areas. And then we do talk about vehicle delay and moving people and goods as a performance measure. We keep it at that level in this document. We don't get down to the level. So that's something that the transportation element is.
Okay. I have a couple more.
Okay, wait, just one second. Are we done with this conversation? Do you have
it? It's related, but I can...
Well,
mine's before sort we, of related,
Elizabeth,
too.
Well, why don't we switch people and then come back to you?
What was that role?
Oh.
Christina. Last week we had a role.
So mine is a bit of a question, but on the performance measurement page on 111... and I included this in my comments, and it wasn't green, so I think my assumption is that the change was made. But we had these examples of success on here, and I thought we voted on these and said these are what we wanted to be the success measures. So can we call them success measures? Is that...
Instead of example of success, the column would be labeled success measures.
Because we had that whole conversation about it
did.
And voted on it. So I feel like things like example of success makes it feel like this is an unfinished document.
Good point.
Okay.
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 I mean, are we okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Justin.
So I just want to make sure I understand. So in page 85, under future vision, under auto priority network, it's the... last kind of paragraph, and the paragraph that starts with classification is important to the city because it helps ensure that the need capacity will be available and that the street improvements will balance the differing needs of vehicles and non-motorized travelers. So a part of me wonders if we need to reference the green hierarchy here, or is there a reason why it might not be referenced at this point? I think if we have and really want to emphasize the green hierarchy, we need to, when we talk about balancing needs, we need to say in accordance to the green hierarchy, or what we've kind of decided is the balanced priorities. So, just a thought.
Makes sense.
Let's see, head shaking.
Lots of nods.
Okay.
I don't care.
Yeah, no lack of
so. Perfect. Eloquently put.
Yeah.
It's, I'm kidding.
It's a little meanier. What did you say?
Yeah.
This is what happened.
A little meanier. I have another thing.
Okay.
It's
I like it.
Page 55 in the streetcar 3.14. And this goes to what Jane was trying to do, kind of like really make a stronger statement. It says aspire to create a Tacoma streetcar network, and I'd like to just say. Create.
That's one of my comments.
Oh, okay. 55. Oh, did it get approved?
Yeah.
I think so.
Sorry.
I think. Maybe not.
Maybe.
3.14. Aspire.
If it got approved, that's great.
Yeah, we
number 80, page 55. Great. Remove aspire to and change to create a common street.
Perfect.
That was good. We did
that
last
I'm good then. That for now.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Judy.
page 44. Could we get a color code table of what people are looking at?
And that map, you mean?
Yeah. The map. That was one of my comments, too, was you couldn't tell what the map was supposed to be showing.
I just thought it was not finished.
I'm going to assume the silence means yes.
Almost made it.
Cool.
Thanks.
Okay.
John.
I apologize for not having always studied these pages, and then I see things and somebody else brings up something. Arterials, this is back to page 85. Arterials are defined in TMC. So I'm assuming this map is consistent with the TMC list. But it highlights every once in a while some very funny things. You see a principal arterial here and a principal arterial here and a junior grade one in between, and it's one route. You know, it's kind of like a post-it for later attention.
Is there an example you could...
Oh, yeah, page 85.
No, I'm there, but I don't...
No. Marine View.
Okay.
To the North Point Way intersection is a a principal arterial, and then it isn't until you get to East 11th Street, which is odd. I mean, it's just odd, and Taylor Way isn't one at all. And those are the heavy haul routes. It's just kind of it's funny looking.
Do we define liquids?
So it's not critical for getting this thing out the door. At some point, though, we should try to visit how things get on the arterial list in the TMC.
It might be also helpful if we had a box, just a key box again, talking about what is an arterial, minor arterial collector. Like, what is it, street width? Is it traffic flow, traffic count?
Yeah. That's a code thing, right? For
right.
design code. Why
I know that there is one. It might just be helpful to go along with this map, and it might answer those questions.
We may not be able to provide a formula, per se, but we could provide the code language that says here's what arterials are, and it would be a little more general.
Okay.
Okay.
That's okay.
Jennifer?
Kind of just along lines with what John was talking about, is that that's something that we're going to have this commission do in the future as well, is that we want to bring forward code changes. So we will be talking about locations that don't make sense, that they're arterials, or maybe
right.
they're not complete. So those are things that we are going to be bringing forward to the commission in the future as soon as we're done with this. And then we'll update the TMP as soon as those are
done. Okay. Other comments on the draft?
Just a reaffirming that pictures got updated. We added numbers to. I'm just going through my head about since I haven't really. I don't have a draft in front of me, but table of contents has page numbers, right? Okay. And we beefed up the outreach section at the beginning and got rid of the
appendix.
The plan of outreach, and we really put in there. Okay, good. Those are just kind of things that were on my mind about.
You will see Prairie Line Trail, at least the completed section, photos of that.
Okay.
Yes.
I guess I do.
Judy.
I can't hold it. I'm just a little concerned about this. I'm still looking at page 85. The streets in the downtown area that are principal arterials for automobiles are none of the streets that take you to a freeway. And I thought we had a discussion about this a couple of times. So I'm a little concerned. I know that it, I don't know if I'm, it looks like it's 6th Avenue, which doesn't. The freeway, and it also looks like 19th, which dead ends into the moved out.
Judy, when you say we had a discussion about it a couple of times, do you mean the auto priority network?
Yeah, is that? Am I looking at this wrong?
This is existing.
This is existing.
These are the streets which are currently codified as
in code.
Those classifications.
Okay.
And I think that's what you're going for with code changes in the future about.
But this is what's currently in the code?
Yeah.
Oh, the next page is future.
Yes.
Well, but it says future.
Yeah. Maybe a little footnote would
okay.
be good.
Well, then I'll turn the page.
But those
we
doesn't
did.
Have. But that doesn't have the arterial.
And this doesn't have it either.
Yeah,
no,
it does.
No.
We added 9th.
Where?
9th.
Oh, I must
13,
have my glasses.
And
15th.
And it actually drives people down 19th
okay.
like everybody does today to 21st.
No. Okay.
So it has
Thank
all of
you.
Them, actually.
Thank you.
Okay.
You
need, we need to set, have a little magnifier attached.
I know, I need my glasses, sorry.
I have this magnifier.
Other comments?
Do
this.
Don't have insert.
I have to use
last chance. Other comments? Gary.
Yeah, there's a couple streets on the heavy haul network that aren't listed.
Oh, what page?
82.
It's so cute.
So 509 is part of it, but I don't know if you were including it because it's a state highway.
Where are we?
82.
Oh, still on 82.
I think it is because I was confused by this.
And you're asking
to have one, sorry.
A couple of the streets that are permitted for the heavy haul aren't listed on the map.
Oh.
Which ones were they?
509.
Well, that would
be... 509 is heavy haul out to Schnitzer.
Yes. I figure, isn't this under the city's jurisdiction over there, permitting versus the state heavy haul permitting?
Well, I think it is under the state permit, so we can allow, but I think we can still show a number.
Okay.
So others, or just 509?
I believe Portland Avenue should go all the way to 11th. And then there's about 100 yards of 11th Street to service that industrial complex.
It does go to 11th.
On Portland?
Well, Portland changes.
Where Lincoln comes across the bridge.
Yeah.
And then it should go north on Portland.
And now it's just a little primary
right.
street.
No.
I got.
That's not.
Right there.
It's not
I can see that.
See the dashy
ones. Oh, you want the dashy thing.
Yeah. Because if you look at 11th Street, there's just a dash right in the middle
one
of nowhere.
Dash on 11th.
Yeah. And, you know, I've trucked one truck in there, and that's all there is. Can't go anywhere
else. So those two, it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it makes. So we have three freight maps, by the way. Now I'm just not thinking about it. If you look on 40, 41, and now 82, we have three different maps that kind of define, describe weights, T2, T3, and then heavy haul, primary street type of thing. So I'm just not noticing this. It's pick one? I don't know. Like, or... And then just more of it, bringing it up, and it might be kind of weird.
So, freight and heavy haul are the same in your mind?
I don't think it's... So we have average traffic volume by weight, which is the first one, which is figure...
Freight.
Oh, we don't have figure numbers on these.
We probably have figure numbers.
Freight figure one. Uh-huh. And then freight figure two, it talks about... T1, T2, T3. And I'm just wondering if, like, how are these related or not related? Is it... and then you kind of go to the future of freight?
Oh, well, the first one's average traffic volume. That's what it says.
By weight.
By
right.
weight. The next one is truck routes, period.
Right.
And then...
Are these going to have captions on them? Mm-hmm. Okay. That might be enough to clear it up.
I'm not saying that they shouldn't have them. It just is kind of different to have. When we talk about freight, we've now interjected three different types of maps and levels of measuring freight activity, whether it's by weight or by
permit.
Well, there's
permit. Yeah, permit, which is the
well, there are different ways of measuring it.
Right, and what I'm saying is we need to really make it clear
that there are three different
that there are three different ways of measure it and those types of things.
Yep.
Okay. Last chance. Other comments?
I need to get to my
motion. I have one comment about the time period. But that doesn't have to do with
the time. Yeah, so this is, we're not talking about that part yet. This is just on the draft review and approval. Because we have to approve this for public comment.
Right.
So are we ready to move on to the approval process? Any more comments for changes? Okay. Justin.
Okay, so real quick. Where is your policy at? Which one is it under? Miss Downtown on the Hill.
I should probably know this.
Because my motion is going to be... I'm going to make two different motions to accommodate Christina. They're not weird. They're not trying to sneak anything by anybody. But I want to make sure...
Why do I not...
Found it. It's in the 5, Transportation Demand Management. Okay. So, I just want to make sure.
What page?
leadership. Here we are, Dan. Okay, so my motion is I move to approve the draft transportation master plan for public comment, except for policy goal 5. And then I'll explain why.
Okay, is there a second?
Second it. Just second it so I can explain why.
Oh, second.
We can second. Okay. We can debate it.
Thank you. So the reason why I'm leaving out policy 5 is because I plan on making a motion after this to approve 5 separately. The reason why is we've all put a lot of great work into this and a lot of effort, and Christina can't vote on the draft TMP if we include goal 5 because it mentions downtown on the go, which is her employer. And so I would like us to approve the draft plan as much as possible so Christina can have a moment to put her name on it and have a vote in the process, and then we can come back and approve 5 to also move forward with the plan. She can abstain from that. It's wonky, it's weird, I'm just trying to be inclusive.
Sounds good to me.
Any discussion?
And if you don't want to include Christina in this process, then you can vote this down, and then we can exclude
right in front of me.
We can talk about her first.
Struggle.
What?
All right.
Hey, what's the value of having Christina involved?
So the motion on the floor is to approve the draft, except for policy goal 5, which is on page 57. Starts on page 57. Any discussion?
Work.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Abstain. So it's unanimously approved.
Great.
I move to approve policy goal 5, transportation demand management, to be included in the draft public comment review period.
Second.
I don't know if that was a right
okay,
motion.
Okay, so there's it's been moved and seconded to approve policy goal 5. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain?
Two.
So, policy goal 5 is approved with 2 abstentions.
I thought about it all day today.
You're okay.
He's the president. Isn't she the chair?
Yeah.
No, fiscal responsibilities are fine, but yeah.
All right. So we have approved the draft for public review. Yay. Good work, everyone.
You want to bring that up?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to talk about the public outreach plan.
Oh. Okay.
Is the next thing on the agenda. Public engagement plan. Jennifer and Josh.
Okay.
I'm going to make a Josh show. Maybe that's how they get us to move.
Can you
pull
this up on the screen?
Wow.
So now that the draft has been approved for public comment, we're going to start doing quite a bit of public outreach, which includes workshops, attended meetings. We're actually going to do a citywide open house as well. Sorry, I'm just finding this one. But you've got 2 handouts in front of you. One is kind of a quick TMP, frequently asked questions. We're going to use this to create a one pager. We've also got another presentation. It's got 16 slides in it. A little bit more detail about the TMP.
what it's about. It's mostly for folks that haven't heard about the Jasper Plan ever for the first time. So this first slideshow that you've got, we're going to use these two to make kind of a one-page document that we're going to be handing out at the Sustainability Expo, at council, neighborhood council meetings, when we invite or attend any, really, meeting, or when folks ask about it. We're currently working on updating the website as well, and I can bring that up if Reed is ready or that's complete. We're still working on it. But
make him ready.
Well, we're still nailing down a few meeting dates and also the draft needs to be completed so we can close it for the last week.
So these are really just kind of the high level discussions. But some of the things that we'd like to have at, for instance, like the Sustainability Expo or for the consultants to have the maps, these maps, larger in board form, you know, at the table, along with the six goals that the group had come up with. And then also, you know, the green hierarchy and your vision and giving people an opportunity to start commenting on a lot of these pieces. We expect some great feedback. The second handout that you've got also is the calendar. Kind of it's, and I'm sorry, it's not the prettiest as of yet. And it does, you'll see that it goes into through April. And that's because we just couldn't marry it up well enough with the comp plan workshops. We were really trying so that we wouldn't, you know, overbe doing it with a lot of our communities. But the comp plan just got pushed back. Their schedule shifted a little bit, and so they're actually shifting it a little bit more into April. But what we can do, as we've talked about, is that we'll bring the comments that we receive up until April, till your next meeting, which is April 1st. So we'll bring all those comments to the group. Whatever comments we receive afterwards, we'll still keep them and compile them. There's going to be another opportunity for the commission to look at the document as the comp plan's going through its process also. So we'll just kind of, you know, keep those with it too. So it's not like this is April 1st is the last time that folks get to actually see it. But this would be where we're looking for the most amount of comments from folks.
I'm a little concerned about that. Just because
the timeline,
for example, like tomorrow you're going to the Downtown Merchants Group and the parking. They meet once a month. So they'll get the information, and then they won't get to meet again to have a group conversation as a group, so until after April. So I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
The question would be, can we... What would it do if the deadline for public comment was the 15th of April?
Well, that would be nice, but it also sounds like
maybe.
It doesn't matter. But what it sounds like is we're going to get last the information, and you want most of the comments before our next meeting. And I feel like we might be missing out on some good comments that we could capture at the next a longer time period.
So I wouldn't necessarily say that you're missing out on the comments. And we are trying to keep with the timeline that we had set previously. So, I mean, it's possible to extend the first draft public comment period. That's something that the commission would want to discuss.
And I'm just a little concerned that that viewpoint might not be the best for the community to receive.
And what I would probably want to
say... You know what I mean?
Yeah, and when I talk to groups, what I'm going to say is this is your first opportunity.
Okay.
It's your first of at least three that I know of, you know, as part of the comp plan process.
Because it's an...
Because there's a Planning Commission public hearing, there's a City Council public hearing. You know, we'll be going through it.
And you can always submit comments throughout the whole time this whole time.
Yep. I think if we nuance it, couch it that way, it might be a little...
That makes sense.
John?
I'm sorry. A lot of the council district outreach sessions are in April.
Yeah.
And way late into April. And I understand why. But I'm hoping that those have some purpose in stimulating comment.
Josh?
Thank you. John, to your point, most of the red council district workshops will have a focus toward the comp plan and kicking off that process.
Okay.
But the TMP will be there and be part of that discussion, and have a there'll be a transportation breakout table for that'll focus on the TMP and the transportation element of the comp plan. So that's why we're trying to still focus all of ours in order to get you the public comments by April 1st. I agree with all of the comments that were made earlier about having additional opportunities for the public to comment. I think that by pushing out the project list, that kind of already does that and provides another opportunity to comment.
Can you just imagine?
So, when I look at this, my question is, where and when do you want people to be?
So we'll post that. That's a great question.
Well, you know, I'm looking at this going, oh, okay. I mean, there's a lot of things here. I'm sure none of us can be everywhere, so I just thought we should kind of, as soon as possible, get a little understanding of expectations so we can hopefully
sure.
help.
Josh, do you want to?
Sure. We wanted to provide this with you tonight, to you tonight, even though it's not done, so that you can start thinking about which ones you might want to attend.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we start firming up those dates, finalizing them, we will provide a finalized list to you, and we'd also like to post this online so the public knows when they can provide feedback. And then we will separately provide you with an online poll or some place where you can indicate which ones you'll be at so everyone can see.
Okay. And I'll tell you, I didn't bring it today, but I'll tell you what council districts you're assigned to, because I did pull that from the last meeting.
Yeah.
Justin requested that.
Okay, on the 11th, the new Tacoma Neighborhood Council should be bold, because
yes.
this is on
yes.
the agenda.
Yes.
So,
sorry about that.
One of you is planning on coming, I hope.
I am, yes.
Were you done with this? Were you still going along?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, that was
no, I was just making sure. I didn't want to get too far off.
No, this, I mean, I wasn't going to go through them all.
Okay.
Just kind of give you an idea.
So one of the things that I would like to see is, like, where did the TMP come from? Or there's nothing here of the process that this document has taken
yeah.
to date. And I think if you talk a little bit about the work the commission's done and how there was a lot of public outreach last summer already to get initial ideas. So that way, whether or not people are going to get it or not, but I don't want people to think this is coming from scratch. Like, we did a lot of outreach, we did surveying work, and so if we can maybe do a great way to talk about that work we've done and might be helpful. So.
I'm just going to see if there was.
We can make sure.
Are we
updated?
Okay.
I want one
mailed. There's a question. Are we going to get an updated draft version like we got this one?
I'd like to have it updated.
Public review comments?
Yeah, the version that the public review
version. Yes, we will. Jennifer yes. said yes.
Because we're going to be posting that online. It may not be bound like this, but we'll have copies of those. Because we're planning on bringing copies, a couple of copies, so that each of the meetings we go to, so folks can actually peruse through them.
I specifically want one.
Yeah. What are the blue meetings?
So blue is, those are the ones
confirmed
that we want to ask
internal
you guys to come. Well, you guys can, you mean, you're really welcome to attend. But you
okay.
We'd rather you be mostly at the public ones.
I'll volunteer to go to the DMG tomorrow.
Hey,
I'll be at the DMG party,
Christina.
I'm already assigned to a meeting. You have to pick another one as well.
Hey,
so
we
DMG
go to
parking
so
and
many
and
meetings.
Because Josh and I will be at basically all of them.
Yeah, but is it okay to do that?
Christina.
Jennifer, you maybe last meeting or two meetings ago did a PowerPoint that was specific to this process and how it fit in with the comp plan and that timeline. And I don't remember if we got a copy of that. I couldn't find it.
I can email it out to you.
That would be great. Just because I keep getting asked and I don't really get it or remember. That would be really helpful. Thank you.
And then actually at the last meeting, I'll make sure that you get the Kendra provided a slide
that showed all of the content as part of the TMP, and then what actually gets transferred over into the TE.
Oh, that'd be great.
That might be helpful in addition to the timeline. So.
Great. Yeah. Thank you.
Is the city plan on press releasing that this is out there? Social media? Say.
What is the marketing?
Yeah, like some marketing behind it. A former commission that I was on for a short time last year, we thought that the city was going to do a lot of outreach, but it ended up not happening. So, this goes live, soon. So.
So we're working with media and communications. Definitely to do a press release. And then she said Twitter.
Great.
Facebook.
Friendster.
Whatever.
Retro.
Things. And then having the council members post it on their
Instagram
sites as well. Because the link, it'll be cityoftacoma.org/TMP.
Great.
Will be the direct link to it. There'll be a link to the commission's website from that as well. All the agendas and links should be posted.
It's
an update.
Did that, yeah.
What was that?
It was blank yesterday.
Reed was updating it, and for some reason, then all of the
it's Reed's.
But I saw that he had stuff in there. But we'll have the draft on it. We have a separate email set up for comments that go to me. What we'll do is we anticipate quite a bit, so we're gonna try to see how we're gonna organize it, and then kind of provide it out to you guys as well.
Christina.
The one commission that I don't see on here is the Sustainability Commission. Have they requested to weigh in on this at all? I'm just curious if...
They haven't asked for a specific meeting, but yeah, I think that's a great idea that we can bring it to them.
Okay.
Yeah. Or at least offer to Christy. And then come on Saturday, Jane, Christine, and I for sure will be there. Hopefully, I think... And then Stephen Atkinson for Comp Plan. I think his booth is going to be right next to ours as well. So we're going to be there this Saturday, 10 to 3, and I think we're going to get some great feedback there.
What will actually be there?
So I'm proposing to have the modal network maps, and then the 6 goals and policies, and then probably on that one board will be what the TFP is and why it's important for you to comment. Yeah. We won't have the drafts available, but. What I'll do is we'll have that one pager and provide them with that link and email so they can come back on Monday to
I'd be impressive
to do that. And then invite them if they want to attend another workshop. Because the workshops, what we'll do, or even some of the presentations, is we'll do the PowerPoint, depending on the audience. And then if they give us enough time, so for instance on West End, they're just allocated the entire time for me. So I'll do a quick presentation, and then for about 10 minutes or so, I'm going to have them walk around the boards and really kind of get up close and look. Because, most people want to know what's, like you said, it's kind of like the project list, but want to know what's going on.
Food for thought for special invitations. I'm just making business districts. The organized ones or whatever they are.
Yes, correct. Thank you. I think we have that for all next show.
They have a doll.
Okay. Is there more?
Nope, that's it.
So this is a totally different...
This is just a more detailed presentation that has a lot more. It's got 19 slides as opposed to 7 slides. But I was trying to see if we had where did the TMP come from?
Okay, so we're on to other business and updates. And we're like 15 minutes ahead of schedule. Parking Technical Advisory Group.
Hold on. Oh, yeah, we are moving forward with the residential permit. We had a lot of comments and we massaged it. According to the comments, and we're going to do another review tomorrow night. And then also we have some plans to bring it out to council and see what their position on it. It's parking, so it's a political, nobody really wants to take on the issue, so it's because it's residential parking, it's exciting and not exciting at the same time. Because people like their spaces. So in the next couple of months, it's probably going to get more exciting. You'll hear more exciting stuff about residential parking permits or programs. We don't like to use the word permit because it's a program. And that's about it.
Okay. Questions for Judy? All right. Next is the Bicycle Pedestrian Technical Advisory Group. And I was just trying to remember what that means. They had a presentation on the Flume Line Trail, which used to be called the Water Ditch Trail, but now it's called the Flume Line Trail or the Water Flume Line Trail or something. There is a public meeting to talk about the next stage of the Flume Line Trail on April 18th, so that may be interesting. They have a new option for the rest of the trail along South Tacoma Way that's new since the last time they did an open house and talked about options. I think it was on the other side of the street than they proposed before. There was that, and they made some changes to the prioritized projects on the Mobility Master Plan list to kind of split a couple up into separate proposals so that they'd be more likely to get grant funding for a piece of it at a time. And I think that was it. John?
I stood up at the Community Council of Tacoma meeting last week and very briefly introduced this. The comments started immediately. It was a gush. And some of it's kind of inappropriate because it's here and now stuff, but people are already making kind of significant comments. So I think that we will find pockets of people who are really passionate and that they will give us a lot of feedback, which we may or may not want. Or welcome, I should say. But it'll be interesting.
Okay, commission comments.
We are not meeting on the 18th.
That's
right. Just as a reminder.
No meeting on the... So our next meeting is April 1st.
Did you not miss?
Okay.
There you go.
You didn't read the minutes.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
Other commission comments?
Actually, Jane, I was going to ask you for your BP tag report. Is there any way that for the projects that they were trying to prioritize that we could somehow hold on to that when we get to the point of prioritizing projects in the TMP?
Yes. Okay. I have notes about it. They just are at home, and I haven't looked at them since the meeting like 3 weeks ago, so I don't remember them.
Sure. I mean, but I figure that
I have
efforts
notes.
Not be in vain.
And I think I want, at least when we have a project list to look at, to let BP TAG look at it and to compare it to their list and make sure that everything's transferred over.
That was it.
Oh, I do have a comment. So some of you may know I'm getting my master's in public administration, and I am doing my capstone ending starting the next quarter in the spring, so I'll be graduating by June. And the capstone project that I am going to work on is I want to work on a policy, whether we take it up or not, on parklets in Tacoma. Yeah. And so I'm going to do a whole policy review about it, do comparable cities, and look at what's worked and not worked, and be part of my capstone project. And hopefully it gets to a point where I can bring it to this commission, and you guys can look at it, and we can think about it for future use or not use, or could say your looks terrible, just to go away. So just some food for thought as we approach my graduation June 12th. There will be a party on June 13th. Big party.
In a parklet.
Maybe. We'll create a parklet for that day.
Other commission comments? Staff reports. Josh.
While we're still celebrating the meeting being canceled on the 18th, I thought I would put on the table the idea that if we're going to want to spend a lot of time with the project list, as was mentioned earlier in the meeting, we may need you may wish to consider continuing bi-monthly meetings.
We haven't officially changed our schedule yet.
Right, just so, the 18th.
Just the 18th.
We're just
is that
celebrating
St.
But he's so polite.
I mean, you get it so amazing.
He's just so polite.
We will go
any
with
other
the
staff
we
reports?
Your rejection and raise you.
Public comment.
We have no public.
We have no public,
jeez.
So...
They've left us.
I think we're finished.
That person
before 7 o'clock.
Wow. Yay!